We are here on safari with Colonel Dr. Reginald Maudling III, Dr. Popular. And we are tracking a very rare and precious animal. Doctor, could you tell us a little bit more about this animal?
That's right, Herbert. As you can see, the animal is waiting to mate. Let's listen closely to its mating call.
Shalikdo, do, do, doc, popular, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, radio,
yo, yo, radio, yo, yo, radio, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, 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 wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, 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 wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio,
podcast, podcast,
on yo, yo, radio,
wiki, 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 wiki.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. My name is Dr. Popular, and with me is Josh Lichting from Minnesota. Josh, how are you? Is it terribly
I'm
cold?
Fantastic. No, it's actually pretty warm. It's about 30 degrees lately. We've been getting lots of snow. Supposed to get more snow tomorrow. And it's weird, we've gotten so little snow, Doc, in the past few years here, that we got maybe 5 inches of snow on Sunday, and
First off, the reason you guys haven't been getting snow is because the city misses me, right? No, it's because it's too cold to snow. It has been too cold to snow the last couple seasons, right? So this would, I mean, the fact that it's snowing means that the temperature is getting back up to a more average temperature for Minnesota temperature this time of year.
Well, this winter was still pretty weird. We didn't have any precipitation until January, and we didn't have any cold weather at all until January. And then we had, you know, -20 for a long ass time. All of January was -20. And now in February,
so you guys had some crummy weather this weekend, but you also had a yo-yo get-together. You had a College for the Easily Amused in Minneapolis, right? Did people manage to make it out than your wacky self?
Not as many as I would have hoped, especially since we had a very special guest. Paul Yacht was at that contest, or not contest, but at that meeting, and a lot of people missed, but I was there, and
Paul Yacht was there.
Paul was there, and John Narum showed up. Yeah, Paul Yacht was there, and John Narum.
John isn't coming
kind
up.
Of unique as well, but it was a good time. No, he's busy with a lot of different stuff. You know that kid. He's all over the place. So sometimes he can't make it.
I beat him at chess once. Make it. John. He didn't take it too well.
That's a good story. He's a smart kid and good at the chess. Or so I understand. So
good for you. Honey, I win. The guy says I win. Have you seen the?
You beat a 10-year-old chess.
Baby, have you seen the new garlic bread pizza commercials from Domino's? Look at the cheese. Smell the crust. Look at the cheese. Smell the crust. Did that one? Oh, my God. That's such a... Domino's has been doing really cool commercials. One that they did was a guy getting into, like, an argument with a delivery guy. Like, so, you know, ding dong, and... You know, the guy starts some crap, and the delivery guy goes, okay, whatever. And then the guy who gets the pizza, he goes, honey, I win. The delivery man says I win. And, he takes a pride in this. So that was their first one. And they recently did a new one. The timing is really perfect on it. But it's just, it's like this guy with this gigantic mouth. And this other guy with the giant nose, and they're arguing about what's better about the new pizza, the taste or the smell. And then, taste, smell, and then all of a sudden there's this, look at the cheese, and there's this guy with this great big eyes, and the timing is just really, I like commercials. You know what I had today? I had a taquito, because I like all the fat foods that Taco Bell and all those places have. Any of the weird things they have, I get a big kick out of.
I haven't gotten a chance to try that yet. Is it
no bean.
Is it a tortilla with
a taquito itself is usually like a very tiny fried burrito. It's usually just like beef, and it's you know, it's usually like a, like an appetizer, something you'd eat before a burrito. And it's just crunchy and really, really dry. And
I had the exact same thing at Taco John's. I guess they've got something like that that they've just introduced. And
was it dry? Or was it kind of moist? Because Taco Bell's was very cheesy and moist.
It's moist, yeah.
I could have used
it. And it comes with cheese to dip in.
Something to dip it in, not cheese in particular. So, how are you, Josh? What else have you been up to? Did you see a movie this weekend?
I didn't see a movie this weekend. Watch the
The Oscars or the Academy Award or are the two things the same thing? Same thing? Okay. I got confused because somebody got into an argument which one it was this weekend, and apparently it was neither. And that somebody was me, with the pizza guy. So.
Just watched Heroes.
That was a great episode. I think the main reason was because Hero himself only had one line in the episode, so he managed not to ruin the episode for me. Who's Nikki?
And there was none of Nikki.
Yeah, she
or Jessica.
She bothers a lot of people too.
The split personality.
Hero, irritating. But it was cool that they stayed on topic. They didn't introduce. Usually, every episode of Heroes introduces two new heroes and kills off one. And this particular episode, I don't think anybody got killed. Yeah. Oh yeah, when dying.
Somebody got shot. A couple people got shot. But I liked the episode because it answered some questions, but still...
Yeah, it totally answered like a lot of questions.
It actually answered some questions, which was nice. Just like straight up. It wasn't like convoluted answers either. It was just straight up answering your question.
Nobody is like totally good or totally evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good episode. I was very, very
lots of stuff. Still getting ready for the Nerdcore tour.
What's going on with you?
MC Ratter, who is on the tour, was on Boing Boing today, making her like sixth time she's been on Boing Boing, like featured.
Cool. Did I tell you that I submitted
to Slashdot? I don't even know.
Mediocre tour to Boing Boing.
Well, hopefully they'll pick it up. Did they tell you it was rejected?
No, they didn't. They rejected it in like 5 minutes. I don't know why.
Anytime I send something in, I don't usually... It either gets printed or it doesn't. Nobody ever sends me a verification either way.
You have to dig pretty hard to find the page that lists your submissions.
So,
and
this past weekend, on Saturday, I was filmed for a documentary on people who make things. And I was really excited. It's a big documentary put together by O'Reilly Media, who are the guys who make Make Magazine and O'Reilly News and a bunch of other things. They also have something to do with Instructables and Boing Boing. This huge documentary crew came, and while I was waiting for them downstairs, I was yo-yoing because they were like 15 minutes late, so I was outside and started yo-yoing. And they saw me doing that when they pulled up, and they never talked to me about anything that I actually made. I had all these wallets and hats and stuff. The whole time they talked to me about yo-yoing, and it was so disappointing. You get asked a lot about the yo-yo stuff, and I really thought that they'd get a kick out of the other things I had to offer. But one of the guys was the head editor of Boing Boing, and he gave me his personal card and phone number and stuff. Let's see if I see it here.
Wow, what's his name?
Okay. One is the head editor of Make, and he wants me to write a story for them. We'll see if that happens. That was David Peskovitz. The other guy is Dale Daugherty, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Daugherty. Anyway, Dale is... big guy at O'Reilly, but he also is one of the original editors of Boing Boing. And he said, whenever I want for me to send the mediocre tour to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
I figured I'd wait till I got a little closer to the dates. It's like 3 weeks away. Man.
Yeah, it's coming up quickly, though. Yeah.
So, speaking of things that have been I have finally finished Gundam, and there are absolutely no yo-yos in it at all. I'm extremely disappointed. However, you know, there's not a lot of, like, hidden levels or anything.
Well, it's good that you were so thorough.
I don't know why it was so time-consuming. You know, I probably could have just looked at the type of game and realized that there was no... I mean, you're basically a tank. So I didn't think there was going to be... Yeah. Because you know what happens when you make an assumption.
Man, you could never assume,
an ass out of you, an umption.
That's right.
Half-Life 2. I'm catching the wave.
So what are you playing now?
It's an old game. I'm playing it just on the single-player story mode. Which, largely, I'm really surprised at how much time you spend in a boat. Because, like, Half-Life 2 really has nothing to do with the boat, and yet, I don't know, maybe the game is so big that the boat is, like, a tiny percentage of it, but the boat has been, like, an all-day thing for me. It's been, like, 5 hours on the boat.
Well, it's like the beginning credits of Half-Life 1. It's like an all-day thing just to get the opening credits
Half-Life.
In the first cutscene.
You know, I always preferred Quake
over the
Half-Life, Half-Life games, which I found were kind of boring.
For multiplayer, I always really enjoyed Half-Life. I thought the pacing and the speed was
respawn.
It was kind of slow, because Quake would... It was just way too fast for me. And
I sure do.
It would give me nightmares. Seriously. You remember playing that shit at Air Traffic? I would go home with headaches and nightmares and oof.
Name that yo-yo.
Alright, so what's
you
wanna
go first?
Should we play Name That Yo-Yo?
Name That Yo-Yo.
All right, I got a first. This is a modified yo-yo. I'm going to tell you up front, but you know, I don't think it's going to matter. So here we go.
That's a noisy yo-yo.
So what do you think? It is a noisy yo-yo.
I'm having a hard time hearing it today, but it sounds like a lot of plastic, either like a plastic sleeve or like a lot of plastic in the body. I'm going to say it's a fast 201. Okay.
You got it. This one has been modified with silicone. No, it's not with silicone.
No, I have to say, a lot of people don't like the Fast, but I thought the Fast 201 was, like, the best
still makes
beginner yo-yo around. Like, that and the Bolt. No crap. Yeah, I think they're both great, great starter yo-yos. So, are you ready for my yo-yo? This is a stock yo-yo. I know it's going to be kind of quiet, though.
Yeah.
There we go. Over it again. Very quiet. Of course, I'm shaking it right now. And then I'll just...
My goodness.
So you can hear that. Any ideas?
Yeah. I'm pretty stumped on that
one. This yo-yo, and of course
Henry's
I saw
lizard.
Right now. This yo-yo is one of the longest sleeping yo-yos of its kind. Although the manufacturer, I do not believe, has ever sold it to any retail stores. So one of the longest spinning yo-yos in the world. but it is a Doble Calypso.
Well, I think I got this one, and it crossed my mind as it was spinning. But is it a Doble Calypso?
I gave a bunch. Why won't you?
Awesome. I was actually planning on using
for the sound
that because I've got one of those.
I thought you were like breaking the record. So the Doble Calypso, for those folks who've never heard of it,
yeah.
It's a wooden imperial shaped yo-yo made out of Seattle or somewhere out of Washington. They're heavy, rare woods, and they're some of the longest sleeping fixed axle yo-yos in the world. I know that they're what everybody's using to break the world records, which was like 32 seconds before, and now it's like a minute 20. The secret of the Doble is what's highly precision, but it's also a piano wire for the center instead of a big bolt. And the reason for that is the smaller the axle it is, the less friction you have between the string and the axle because there's less to touch. So if they used the tiniest thing they could, which was a piano wire, they were able to get it to be rather frictionless. And you can do like Mach 5s and stuff like that with it. Neat.
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
Little yo-yo. I've got some pretty good pictures of that actually on the yo-yo wiki page.
Yeah, let's bring them over.
Yeah, you should. So, should we bring in our special guest? You dropped out on us for a moment there.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking to Paul Yacht to find out about his yo-yo, the Milk.
Yep.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. Kind of sick, but I'm okay. I think we just lost Doc. Again.
Let's see. Yes, we definitely did.
I don't know.
We're still recording, so that's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Cool.
Good. So you were in Minneapolis for the weekend, and you got sick, and now you're back in L.A., and you haven't gotten better yet?
Slowly getting better. I'm going through phases, you know. But I had fun in Minnesota. It's good to see some old faces and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it was good to see you, man.
Yeah, man.
So tell us just a little bit about the Milk.
The Milk? Well, I've always wanted to design my own yo-yo, and I wanted to make something that's people can use in a freestyle, because as you know me, I'm a player first for a manufacturer, because I love to compete, and that's what I do. I try to go to as many yo-yo competitions as I can to compete and get the experience, because I have a great time doing it. So I just wanted to put out a yo-yo for the player, by the player, you know? So
okay.
I've done a lot of research and talking to different players from all around the world just to get an idea of what people want.
All right. And so what you've done is you put together a machine to Delrin yo-yo.
Yep.
That's cool. Did you just go to a machinist and tell him the shape, or how did you put that together?
Oh, no, I did a lot of research and stuff, talking to a lot of different machinists, you know, talking to them about asking them what their experiences are, because I wanted to find somebody that was not just looking for work to do, but somebody that was really interested in the project at hand. And I found someone with years and years of experience that was really excited, and he had a passion for not only machining, but he wanted to undertake new projects, and he saw this yo-yo design as a challenge. So I started working with him, and that's how it happened. Yep.
All right, right on. Now, something that a lot of people are excited about is that this is a machined Delrin and not injection molded Delrin. Is there a reason people are more excited about that?
I think the reason why people are excited about it being Delrin, or in this case a plastic, is because there's a lot of metals being released on the market right now, and people wanted, I think from talking to people, they wanted something different, something out of the norm, and I felt that it was a good time to release a Delrin one. I love metal yo-yos, and I eventually want to put one out, but I thought it was the right time for Delrin.
Alright. Yeah, I agree. Tell us about the response system and what you've got set up on the...
Oh, the response system is basically SPR from Buzzon. I work closely with Buzzon, Dave at Buzzon, and I wanted... When he released the SPR, I always wanted to have an O-ring version, because I like the way... like O-rings play and stuff, so I decided that I wanted to use the SPR setup because it's interchangeable. So with my setup, it's the same exact design as the SPR, diameter wise. So it takes both the regular SPRs and this SPR. So I wanted so the player can customize how they want it, whether it be sticker response, O-ring response, or bearing size.
So if they wanted to use a sticker response, they could just pop in their Buzzon SPRs and put a sticker
exactly.
in there? That's a pretty cool system.
It's nothing innovative. It's just like I really like the idea that of people having to customize their yo-yo the way they like to play. And the way it's set up right now.
Well, I think that is pretty innovative for what we're seeing in yo-yos right now. Just that choose your own response.
Yeah, I mean it's something it's been around, but not a lot of people has been doing it. Yo-Yo Factory, they came up with their the 401k with the adjustable response system. I think that's really innovative. And
definitely. Yep. All right. Let's see. So the one that I got shipped with recessed silicone, but that's not the way the production.
No, the production model is going to actually have a O-ring, a silicone O-ring that is clear. What you see in the Yo-Yo Jam yo-yos is a black O-ring, which is I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have a. I love the silicone response, so I decided to. To get produce a clear O-ring that's made out of silicone, so people wouldn't have to use a flow ball. So it will be sold as an accessory as well. So if people wanted to use this O-ring, it's the same size that would fit into a Yo-Yo Jam yo-yo. So they wouldn't have to put the flow ball silicone. They could just pop in this O-ring. And this goes back to my silicone friction sticker too. So, yeah, the ghost pads.
Right, the ghost pads. There's a few. I think there's a couple silicone friction stickers on the market right now. What makes the ghost pad any better than that?
It looks different. The ones that are currently out there is a red silicone, and I've tried that one, and it's available at certain stores. But the response to them is good, but. People haven't figured out a way to keep the adhesive backing on the sticker, so it'll fall off after several hours of play.
Okay.
So I did a lot of research on the silicone and adhesive and stuff, so I finally figured out a way to attach the adhesive to the backing so it lasts really long. I haven't had to change the sticker or haven't fell off for a long time now, for probably a month.
Okay.
I'm playing with it in Element X.
What are you playing with it in?
Yep, with a SPR, so. Yep, Recess.
Recessed?
Yep. And I decided to use the material, a clear silicone, because for people who like the silicone response and had a yo-yo that wasn't deep enough to use flowable, they could use a sticker instead. And they wouldn't have to wait for it.
Sure. I'm Yeah, I'm using one in my pyro. And
that's
just,
awesome.
Oh,
does it, how is it lasting for you?
Perfect.
I mean, the life
perfect.
Of it?
I've been using it for about a week now, probably about 2 weeks now, and it's haven't had any problems. Just right when I put it in, it was
nice,
perfect,
nice.
And it's still perfect right now. So it's lasting nice. The string opens up on suicides, and it's a nice tight.
There's so many response stickers out on the market right now. It's like, you know, people have a lot of different choices, and I just kind of felt that something was missing, and this I thought this might have helped. So I mean, some people may like it, some people may hate it, but you know, it's something to add to the market and add to people's further customization of their yo-yos.
So you've got the white milk and that's going
to
be
about two and a half weeks
or so.
So
okay. But you're also showing off this past weekend.
Yeah,
a
black one.
Black
Delrin. I'm planning on doing more than just this first run. And I think on the second or third run, I will probably produce more black ones. So, I mean, with this first run, I'm going to be packaging the yo-yos in a milk carton. So, it'll be fun. And so people won't know what yo-yo they're getting, so I think probably maybe 5 yo-yos out of the whole first run will be black. So some lucky, you know, five lucky people will get a black one.
Okay.
Yep, and the second run will consist of more black, but
ahead.
I'm just going to probably change up the design a little, make things more interesting. So, but this is my first attempt at a yo-yo, so a lot of it's been through a lot of testing and experimenting, so I'm finally getting used to how the system works and how the design process and everything. So everything should be, from now on, should be a lot, you know, more smoother, and I should be able to put out better products.
All right. Well, I think it shows with the product that I'm holding in my hands right now that you really put a lot of time into it, and you're making a great product. Seth posted some pictures about a
wooden milk, aka coconut. that's just a prototype name. I'm not really sure if I want to call it that, but yeah, I really wanted to try to put out a great playing wooden yo-yo. I mean, there's wooden yo-yos out on the market right now, but something that you could probably use at a competition level, kind of like the milk, you know. So I just wanted to experiment with different kinds of materials, and
sure.
Wood was the first thing that came to my mind.
What kind of wood? I
can't remember off the top of my head. But the new prototypes I'm working on is Cocobolo. So, and it should be good.
Okay, because I've been told that something called diamond wood. That is pretty much the only kind of wood that is acceptable
wood? Yeah,
for making yo-yos.
That's something I've looked into. Is it diamond wood or is it iron wood? Okay.
Diamond.
Cool. I'll take that into consideration because I'm still doing a lot of research on that. So, thanks, man.
Oh, that's awesome. Doc is talking to me on chat here, and he wants to know why you made a yo-yo so similar to another yo-yo
market. Why it's so similar
and
to
why
the
you gave it such a similar name.
Oh, okay. Well, I just felt that it was necessary.
That's
and
the one.
By the fact that I thought about it far ahead, like into the packaging and everything. So I thought a milk carton would be really fun. And, I mean, I knew off in the beginning that there's going to be a lot of similarities and people are going to compare stuff, but I wanted the yo-yo to speak for itself in terms of play and not, you know, people recognize the yo-yo in terms of play and not just by the name. So, does that make sense? I don't know.
Alright. Yeah, Absolutely. Well, I think that just about covers it. People can start expecting to see the stuff in the stores.
Yep. And then if the wooden one goes as planned, I say around BAC time for May. Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, correct. Yo-Yo Nation exclusive. I'm working close with Pat and Weber on certain things. And the friction sticker as well. Yep.
Okay.
That thing's another story. Another form of work that's I've been working really hard on for the last past, like, 5-6 months. So, I mean, it's coming together. I'm hoping to put out a lot of clothing. It's a totally different market than the yo-yo thing, so in the next, for fall of this year, so I'm also going to be working with Yo-Yo Nation on some clothing exclusives as well. So it'll be fun. Yeah, lots of fun.
Well, that sounds cool.
Thanks,
man. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. It was good talking to you, Paul. And we're back here with Dr. Popular, who unfortunately...
Hey!
Hey, Doc.
Dr. Popular. Hey, Josh.
Unfortunately, you weren't able to join us for the Paul Yacht interview, but you'll just have to listen to it when it comes out on Yo-Yo Radio.
I had some research to do. I had to leave. I can tell you that I still haven't found a yo-yo in Half-Life 2.
Okay.
So, if anybody knows where there is a yo-yo in Half-Life 2, let me know, and I will document that.
All right.
And put it up on the wiki.
All right. So, what else do we have to talk about?
Possibility of me coming to Minnesota in May for Mondo. I just heard from the Mondo crew that might happen. There's also the April contest in Missouri states, and hopefully there's going to be yo-yo get-togethers in all these cities while I'm doing the West Coast tour. Did you see the Instructable?
I did see the Instructable.
Now, I know you thought that the footage was a little far away, but how do you think that Instructables could be as a tool?
I'm not sold yet.
Oh, Eve. Well, why is that?
Because I don't see too much value in splitting up the steps into individual videos when you could just put them into one video and just watch the video.
Well, the key is, for me, the key is not about it having videos. I added the videos as kind of an afterthought.
Washing machine is a very visual trick, and you could not document that with still pictures without adding, you know, arrows or something like that into the pictures to show what's going on.
Like I was saying, I was just thinking it was a I was thinking that Instructables would be a good step-by-step tool for certain tricks. Washing machine maybe is a bit too heavy a project for that. Maybe there's better places to start. But, you know, we learned from a lot of step-by-step stuff, you know, from books and stuff. So I think being able to combine the video with the pictures, with the text, could be good.
All right.
If I do another Instructables, though, I won't split the videos. I'll probably only have one video that maybe shows a trick and then maybe shows the steps. But then I will still write, you know, step two, do this, step three, step, you know, and all that stuff. But splitting the videos is a big headache.
I bet, yeah.
You know, I got the number one comments I got on there were because in the background of one of the shots, there was a vintage picture of a nude woman. So that seemed to be the biggest concern. So I actually had to go back in there and add a T-shirt over her.
You did.
I did. It was easier than reshooting the shot.
Oh, that's too funny.
I gave her like an orange Hooters style shirt, and I wrote nerd on it across her chest. So,
excellent.
Yeah. hopefully people
all right
get over that.
Did you see the Yo-Yo Factory Grind Machine 2?
You know, I've only seen the Yo-Yo Wiki entry for it. I haven't actually. I mean, is this like an available yo-yo?
It's gonna be. It's gonna be the next. It's gonna be a regular run, I guess. It's gonna be a regular run yo-yo for Yo-Yo Factory.
Now, why on earth would they call it the Grind Machine 2 when it's obviously a G5?
Because it is. It's got a wider profile than the G5, so it's not it's not exactly a G5.
But it's closer to a G5 than a grind machine. I mean, a grind machine is a little.
But it's got the color of the grind machine. Yeah, I don't have any real good excuse for it. But it's a silicone response. G5.
Oh, that's good. Recessed silicone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. I might have to get me one.
Well, you liked the G5, right?
I did. The only one that I played with had been recessed silicone, though. Yeah. No,
I wasn't thrilled with the shape. I thought the play was okay, but there's a bunch of good playing. I mean, there's a bunch of okay playing yo-yos. But when it came down to it, you know, after holding it for like 15 minutes, I didn't have the urge to hold it all day. Like, I want a yo-yo that just I don't want to put down. But you said that the shape didn't really bother you one way or another. It didn't impress you. It didn't bum you out, right?
Nope, didn't bum me out.
So this is the perfect yo-yo for you.
So, yeah, it might be on my list of things to get, but God, I just can't buy another.
Sure you can. Why stop? Why stop now? Here, don't go cold turkey, Josh. Just, you know, go down to one a week and you know, work from there.
All right. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No, Josh. Thanks. Thanks for letting me chat with you again. You know, it was a fantastic episode of.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a fantastic episode. It was great to talk to you. Hopefully, you will get to come to the Twin Cities in May, and hopefully, when you're here, we might even be able to have the Dr. Popular Memorial Contest again. And
that'd touch my heart.
That'd be nice. We haven't forgotten about you here, buddy. All right.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.